Good morning, everyone, and welcome to This Week in Palestine, a weekly half-hour segment of news for Palestine and discussion of issues relevant to the Palestinians' fight for freedom from Israel's occupation of their land. Today's edition of This Week in Palestine is the third of a series of programs dedicated to obtaining first-hand news from observers on the ground in Palestine or who have been to Palestine or who live in Palestine, news that we do not get from the mainstream media. Today we are very pleased to have as our guests Shireen and Mohammed Jamil, two young Palestinian students from Hebron who will share their experiences with us and what it's like to grow up and go to school in Palestine under occupation. They join us now by telephone. Good morning, Shireen.
Good morning, Felice.
Marhaba. We are very pleased to have you on our program.
Thank you very much, and it's a very beautiful chance also to talk with you.
My questions are addressed to you and to your brother, Mohammed. So please feel free to jump in, either one. You are brother and sister, right?
Our brother and sister.
Shireen, you are 17 years old?
Yeah, I'm 17 years old.
And Mohammed is 16?
16 years old, yeah.
And do you live in Hebron?
Yeah, we live in our camp. It's a refugee camp in Hebron.
You live in Khalil. Is your school in the same city?
Sorry?
Do you go to school in the same city?
Yeah, we go to Beit Omar Girls' School. Me, I go to Arub Girls' School, and he's go to Arub to Beit Omar Boys' School.
Could you tell us a little about yourselves and your interests? Like, what do you like to do? What subjects do you enjoy most at school?
Yeah, sure. From the beginning, my name is Shireen Jamil Abu Khairan. I'm 17 years old. I was born in Jordan, but now I live in Arub camp in Palestine. I will study 12th grade. It's the last year at school. I have four brothers and a sister. My father works as a civil engineer and my mother as a teacher. I have different hobbies such as swimming, playing sports, listening to music, internet, and I like traveling very, very much. So I will make my effort to travel to different countries to give the reality for the world about my country and about our suffering in our land from occupation. For example, now I'm participant in this institute called Arab Educational Institute, and I like to be a participant in this institute like that. And it's an institute for peace and for communicating, interacting, and cooperating with other foreign students outside Palestine. For example, we make some trips outside Palestine to discuss our issue. I make a trip to Germany. We went in a seminar for peace, education, and music, and it was for 12 different countries. And we do in our institute some peaceful activities. For example, we wrote some letters about to Mr. President Bush about our situation in Palestine, and we hope that he read our letters. So to see our reality in his human side, not in his public political side, because he is a human. So we talk with his human side as yes. And in God willing, I will come to USA, to Colorado, in 27th of this July with other institutes. Peace Institute called Seeking Common Ground in a peace program also called Building Bridges for Peace. It's for Palestinian, American, and Israeli girls. So I will continue this road for my country and for my nation because we are not a terrorist people. We are peaceful and we want peace and coexist with Israelis. And for my ambition, as an ambitious girl, I plan for future a lot of things. And I hope to achieve it in my life. My first and the most important ambition is to try to get a scholarship for studying in USA, my university trip. And I hope to study in future international relations there because I feel that it will be an exciting and interesting studying because it talks about history and I like history very much. And because it talks also about relationships between countries. so I think it will be good studying for me. I want to study, and after I want to back to my country to serve it in my studying field. And I hope in future also to help my family by financial way. This is my TV.
That's really a beautiful ambition, Shireen. Can you tell us about your experiences, about the life, everyday life, as you go to school or you visit friends or family? Yeah, what is it like? Could you share that with us?
Yeah. Okay. Every day, when we go to school, we had a different kind of suffering. And I will give you an example about our suffering. I will tell you an experience as a situation which happened with us in our final exams at the end of the studying year in our school. And one day, we went to do the mathematics final exam. We went to the area which the bus took us from it to our school, the boys and the girls. While we're standing there, the soldiers came, and I think they were 17. They prevent the bus from coming to take us to our school. So they forced us to wait for 2 hours. And then they went to the boys' group and they took 4 students from them. They tapped their hands and their eyes so they can't move or see. After that, they started shooting him and hitting them in their legs and their ribbons without any reason. So we began, the girls and the young boys start screaming and shouting. The soldiers start shooting in a blind way. We started running to a safe place. After everything finished, one boy was killed and 15 was injured from boys and girls. And they took the 4 students to the prison. And believe me, this situation happened with us another 3 times in our final exams with different killed students, injured students, and prisoners without any reason. How we can do our final exams like this? What is this? Is it the fair? Is it the justice? Is it the humanity? Is it the Article 6 from our Convention of the Right of the Child? There are a very, very small question from an ordinary student like me. Who can answer me? Who can save me? Who can give me my rights? The president, the court, or the government? No one can do that if we aren't living peace. It's not this only situation, but if I'm still talking, I will never finish. If this happened to American students in their school, I don't think so. But I will not forget. And I will not surrender. I have, as a student, many wishes. And I want to say these wishes. And I want to say that I wish and I want to live in peace as a Muslim believer in a free and safe world with other members of the 3 monotheistic religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. I don't want to witness any more bloodshed, killing, demolition, building of separation walls, expropriation of land, and construction of checkpoints that would prevent me from reaching my school in safe way. This is a very small and very ordinary situation which happened with us in our school. And there are many, many other situations happening with us which prevent us to reach our school in safe way as any ordinary student.
That's right. It must have been an awful experience for you and for everybody else, all the other students. Did the soldiers have any reason for stopping the bus or for arresting?
No, they haven't. I think they do that just for fun. They do that for fun. They are boring from working as a soldier or for anything. They haven't anything to do in our camp or in our area. So they want to get some fun from punish us in this way. I think that just they haven't any reason. We didn't do anything. We are in our final exams and we want the right thing and the good situation to do our exams. We are not free for do bad things for soldiers. Just we want our exams and our marks.
I believe you, Shireen.
Our police.
Thank you for telling us that story. I certainly believe you, and I believe you are sincere and want to continue your studies, and you're serious about your studies, and you have your future ahead of you, and I certainly wish you every success. Other things that are, have you visited people in other cities and towns, in Ramallah, in Nablus? How is the situation different there than in Hebron?
Yeah, it was very difficult to travel to another city in Palestine, because between each city or each area we have a very strong checkpoint. But now it's more quiet. The situation is more quiet than before. Let us say 1 year or something like this. So, with our institute, we made some visiting to many families who have prisoners or killed people or something like this, and we or damaged houses. So we saw the area and the damage, and we made some trips to the separation wall. Really, you can't imagine this separation wall. Really, it separates the land, the feeling, the people, everything. We have some houses, the separation wall cross it from half to half. The people, half from the family live in the right side and another half in the left side. So it's really a very big suffering to us that we lived in here in this land. And we try to help these people. We give some blankets, some food, some drinks to them to help them and to make the suffering a little bit easier than they imagine it. So we do what we can as youth in a peace institute to help our nation, our Palestinian people. And now also we have some summer camps to help the people who have a bad thing from Intifada, and we make all our efforts to make the situation better and to help the peace process to develop in our country.
Has Muhammad arrived?
Sorry?
Has your brother arrived?
No, not yet, because he is stopped in the checkpoint, and he called me that he can't reach our home in this time. So he told Sharif if he wants to call me in my mobile or if he can. If he can't, he very sorry for that, but he can't do anything, you know. The soldier said, you must stay or you must end.
I understand, Shireen. I understand. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you would like Americans to know about the conditions in your country, and any message that you would like to give Americans, the American people?
My message is a very small message that I want from each person to understand that we are not a terrorist. We are a human being like them. So we like to live in peace. They can't judge on us from the government. We are not the government. We are a nation. The government can't judge about the nation if they want peace or not. The president, they saw just the president say, we don't want that, but they don't listen to our opinions. So I make it sure for all the Americans that the opinions are completely different here. A lot of people want to live and to coexist with Israelis in peace and to help each other, not to live in this situation. And I want the help from them to convince the government, to convince also the Israeli government especially, to destroy this separation wall, because it's not separation just the land, it's separation our feelings and our emotions and our opinions, it's separation the people. This separation wall build the hating between us as the two nations. So my letter is to think about us as a human, not as a terrorist. And if we face a strong from the Israeli, we are forced to defeat us ourselves. So we are not a terrorist when we defeating in ourselves and our land. So, and the Americans make a lot of wars and they win it or lose it. So we are also Palestinians, not American. We are humans like them, and we are now in war. And we want this war to finish and to live in peace like them, like exactly them. The Americans or any folk in the world live in this way, and they didn't face all of this suffering in their land. This is my small message. And as I told you, we wrote to Mr. President Bush a letter, and we talked to them in this letter, in his humanity side, in not in his public political side, and we want from him to understand that we want peace, we are not a terrorist, and we will help in peace process, not to prevent it. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Shireen.
And I want to thank you very much because you give me this chance to talk and to say my opinion about our life and our suffering in our land. And I hope to do it again with you because it's very nice thing to talk about what you think about as an ordinary girl and an ordinary student in my land. Thank you very much for you.
You're very welcome, Shireen. It's a privilege and a great pleasure for us to be speaking with you today. I wish you a lot of luck and success and much happiness in your life.
Thank you very much. And I told the Americans that we come to our land and we talk about peace. For example, I will come to USA on 27th of July and we are in a seminar for peace education. In America, we are American, Palestinian, and Israeli girls to discuss our issue as Palestinians and Israelis and to say and to see the American opinion about us if they expect that the peace can exist between us or not. And I have also to study in USA and to see your culture and your life, how is it, and your studying. This is really my big ambition and my big wishes in my life.
Thank you, Shireen. And let's keep in touch. We'll be speaking again when you arrive here in the United States. Please keep in touch. And thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your experiences. Folks here really need to know what it's like to be a Palestinian today.
Yeah.
Allah ma'ak, Shireen. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, that's it for today. We have come to the end of this edition of This Week in Palestine. We wish our listeners a pleasant and restful weekend and look forward to having you with us again next week, same time. Until then, this is Sharif Fahm, signing off for now.